Good morning, gamers. Welcome to your daily dose of the Safety Third podcast, the new daily podcast.
Oh, God.
Imagine doing this.
every single day. God.
Wait, did we just swear within the first 15 seconds?
Did I just swear? Oh, no.
I said the S word.
Oh. Can we just cover it up with the sound of a turtle having a shoe?
Tortoise.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Please. Oh, my God. I can't believe we've done this.
Well, there goes the daily podcast.
I know, he's not. It's gonna take.
Well,
so
now
long
that we've cracked
edit.
The seal, we can say anything.
I think it's been 15 seconds, so now we can say all the naughty words.
We God need a forbid. Big, like a shot clock over there for when the podcast starts, so we can really, really time it.
Once we're like 0.01% into the podcast, we can say bad words.
Oh God,
why do you have tortillas?
Well. I don't know. They were on the seat, and so I sat down in the seat, and I was like, I didn't want to put them on the ground. So
who
I put
threw
them
away
lap.
Perfectly good tortillas in our dumpster?
I don't know.
I would have assumed that someone was saving the seat using those, except that this is our set, and so I don't know who could have possibly been wanting to save that seat and for what purpose.
They're still good for a month, too. They're not even expired.
Are these the extra thin ones?
I don't know.
Or just the normal ones?
Is there a difference?
They make, so this brand, they make like thinner than normal ones, so they have less calories. Those are the ones that I get.
Who's eating tacos to save calories?
Me.
But then they're too thin, so you need two of them.
Because
well, so
no, you see
apart.
This one, each of these tortillas is 50 calories. I think the extra skinny ones are like 40 actually.
40. Oh yeah, wow.
Okay, I'm gonna be real. I never looked at the regular size ones to compare. I just assumed that I was getting a good deal on the thin
ones. Remember
when
you were on your workout kick and you lost a bunch of weight? What happened to that, Alan?
I stopped working out. And then I gained a bunch of weight. I don't know if the two things are correlated, but that's the order that it happened in.
You can hold the tortillas now.
I was really into it, though. I was like counting macros and shit. Like, okay,
and then you just got kind of bored of it.
Shit.
Yeah, we can say shit now.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I deserve a little bit of a break. And so a week kind of turned into like a couple of years. I'm still on that break, but I can go back any day now.
You deserved it. Did you ever go through like a workout kick, Will? I feel like everybody does.
I used to work out in like college. Like some of my, all my friends were super into working out. And one it's Chase. My friend Chase, who was in Alan's video.
Is he still into working out?
Dude,
is
he's so big. This guy, like, he can't put his
hands.
Yeah. Like, he can't put his hands above his head. Yeah, so he did the giant. He was
but he could, like, I would trade, like, putting my hands over my head to be able to wield the giant sword because, like, it was like what's the show with the superheroes and it's a cartoon and it's the
Jimmy Neutron
Omni-Man.
Invincible.
Invincible.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Like the meme where it's like, look at what they have to do for a fraction of our power. Like, I was the fraction of Chase's power where I like built that whole exoskeleton and then he just like lifted the sword up.
If it makes you feel better, his bones are just as small as yours.
Yeah, that's right. In X-ray, we're all equal.
The cosmic rays see us all the same. You think having more mask it gives you a higher probability of getting cancer in like a X-ray?
It's
machine?
Supposed to be the opposite.
Really?
There's something. This is one of those things where it's like I probably should have watched the video, but I did see a thumbnail and a title implying that bigger animals get less cancer. I didn't click the video, but I thought it was an interesting idea.
All right, this is like a Reddit moment.
But that's like different animals. That's like a horse compared to like...
Right, yeah, like a giraffe or like a whale.
They also
die
pretty young.
Yeah, a
too,
horse
right?
compared to like a
Not
zebra
like
a
whale
or a
could live to be like
donkey.
A million years old.
And they don't get cancer?
I don't know.
Liberty,
I really
Liberty, could you do some research?
Liberty, can you watch a quick video for us and
do
then
whales
report
get cancer?
The...
Also, the same question from earlier of do
how
whales
big
have
are
areolas?
Whales areolas? Because they must have areolas if they have nipples, right? Otherwise, how would
well,
it
we
no?
It's
just
have...
like a protrusion.
There's no flange,
like your ear.
Oh,
or your nose.
It's like a nose nipple.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
I think
I would like a oh.
Oh, she found something. What is the
there's
answer?
An O.
Because of their mass, they should have a near certainty that they get cancer.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they don't.
What do you mean for whatever reason?
I think
they don't
it's probably
get
like
cancer.
A blasphemy thing. We do more blasphemy, and so we get more cancer.
Yeah. We sin. Whales.
We
are
sin
pure.
More than whales.
Whales are more pure than us.
I mean, there's no whale Jesus, right? So obviously,
there
was never. Was there a whale Jesus?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know enough about whales or Jesus to know if there could have been a whale Jesus. I know there's in 21 Jump Street, there was a Korean Jesus.
That's true. There is one for every race.
So I'm assuming there's got to be a whale Jesus.
I'm pretty sure there is. There is
a Family Guy bit or something.
Whale Jesus. I'm pretty sure there is an official like Catholic Pope stance on like aliens and stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, there is an actual, like, something written about, like, are aliens covered by Jesus' sacrifice and original sin and all that? I think they are. I think they're kind of.
I think Disney or someone did a movie about this, about dogs going to heaven. Which one? Do all dogs? Was it Disney? That wasn't Disney. It was.
I think that was based off of the Pope's decree that all dogs.
I think
go
what
to
was
heaven.
The answer? Yeah. No, it was dogs go to. I remember. I think there's a hell scene in the movie.
Oh, you're right. There
were cats.
I don't know.
I never considered that the title of the movie is All Dogs Go to Heaven.
There's an implication.
Definitely hell dogs.
Yeah. Ooh. So that means a dog gets sent to hell.
But only if it.
There's no way Disney. It's not. There's no way it's a Disney movie.
Only if it's a bad dog.
But like.
There's no bad dogs, right?
No, that's not true.
What it comes down to is I don't know if Chase
gonna
has
do what
cancer
gonna do,
or not.
You know?
If Chase was a whale, he would not have cancer.
Okay, I think that's the answer I was looking for.
The most reasonable
But would
answer.
He have areolas?
Like, are did we, you ever is there any, an answer? Any word
there's
on
gotta
that?
Be a picture.
We gave you a solid 5 minutes. We've been going in circles for 5 minutes waiting for these whale areola pictures.
Can we get like a whale nip slip pic? Yeah. Is there?
You can only avoid this for so long, Liberty. We're coming back.
Literally, the algorithm has no idea what this is, and it will not punish us for showing this. I love the idea. What's like the most inappropriate stuff we can show that the YouTube algorithm will have no idea how to interpret?
Is that a... What is that? Looks like a genital.
It does look like a nose.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a whale's part? Is that a whale's...
Blowhole?
Areola hole?
Well, I just said a nose because it's like something that protrudes, but there's no...
Is it... Do they have little noses where their nipples are supposed to be? Wow.
But it kind of does look
Liberty,
like.
How hard could it be
There's
to find a whale's
There's a lot of
nipple?
Landscape rotation issues going
She's
on with that
zooming
phone.
In.
What is that?
No,
what
that's
is that?
That
looks
no.
like a vagina.
It looks like a harpoon
that
wound
can't
healed
be
poorly.
A nipple. Is that a nipple? No.
Is it? Are you sure?
That's a nipple?
What?
Wow.
Wait.
How does that work? It looks like a belly button, like a cursed belly button.
Oh, it's sucking on the thing.
Well, that's
oh
how
my
it works.
Gosh. It's like
the little baby.
It like, oh, like an oxygen mask.
Yeah, exactly. The nose goes in and holy shit. I mean,
for aerodynamics.
We could go buy an oxygen mask and we could make like a faux whale nipple.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad that humans don't do it that way. That would be
horrifying.
Like a whole little...
It's just like this giant.
It's like the shape of a, like a face inverted into it.
Yeah, I guess all cetaceans have any type nipples, like severely any. And you have to shove your baby dolphin nose into it and it forms a seal so that they're drinking milk and not seawater. That makes a lot of sense,
actually.
It took
us 9 minutes to get here. I think that's a new record. All right, Liberty, can you find the weirdest picture of a different animal's nipple?
Oh, I think kangaroo nipples are cursed.
Liberty, could you find a picture of a kangaroo nipple?
Are they in the
us?
Pouch?
Yeah, so they're in the pouch, and I think they're really long.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It's like a Slim Jim long?
Yeah,
or?
I think it...
Straw.
Well, because, like, you know, I mean, they don't even make any sense. The whole, like, have you ever looked up a video of a kangaroo giving birth?
I have not.
No.
Because, okay, well...
Wait, I have a question. Have you ever looked up
yes,
a video?
Yes, I have, because they're marsupials, right? And so, like, you don't really think about what that means. Like, the baby kangaroo... finishes its development in the pouch. That
right,
means,
it's like a sous vide.
Yeah, but there's a moment in between
just
where...
put it on a simmer.
The kangaroo gives birth to a baby kangaroo, but it's essentially a fetus. It doesn't even have back legs at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus
you
Christ,
see that?
They are long.
So the, oh,
that gives
the nipple,
birth to that?
And yes, that thing comes out of the vagina or birth canal or whatever you want to call it for a marsupial.
How does it get in?
It has to climb with two undeveloped front legs and zero back legs. It's like a red little fucking jelly bean.
Oh
it
my
has
God.
To climb up the belly's front on the fur, and the mom just watches it the whole time, doesn't do anything, and it has to crawl into the pouch, and then its mouth, it doesn't just suckle on that long-ass nipple.
Like seals to it?
It, like, organically, like, attaches, and
like
it finishes
human
developing.
Human centipede.
Like, that is the gift of fucking human women having, like, placenta and a uterus and, like, wow. all that stuff. Is like, you can develop everything at once and then it comes out done. A marsupial is,
they just put in a bag.
It's, like, two different stages.
Like a to-go bag.
Yeah, except it'd be, like, a to-go bag if your meal wasn't cooked yet.
So that, that's all in one video.
Yeah.
That one video shows all that?
Yeah.
What... I have a question. Why were you looking for that video? I'm not judging or anything. I'm just curious. As
you know how it is.
Just it was like you saw something on Reddit or something, and then
look into it. You just you know.
I guess
you
we didn't
get the itch.
Yeah,
the urge.
And I'm pretty sure all the marsupials, like you know, koalas and possums and all, like they all have to do the same thing. They crawl into their like second stage womb, basically. Yeah, I really went on a tangent there, guys. Sorry about that.
I feel like
that
I learned like, a lot. Things that I'm not sure I would have had the courage to Google. That's what Liberty is here for.
Yeah,
so I feel like we could do and all the things we're afraid to do ourselves. We're gonna ask Liberty to look up.
Yeah, yeah. So is that the longest nipple that there is, or are there longer ones? There she goes.
Thank
she
you, said, Liberty. Yeah.
Can we find the world's longest nipple, please?
We asked for the world's longest nipple, not the world's longest eye roll, Liberty.
Is that the title of this podcast, The World's Longest Nipple? And it's just a picture of Alan shirtless photoshopped.
Do we have calipers? Do we want to see whose nipples?
I do.
I have really small nipples. I'm going to go
I don't. I'm not sure the calipers are going to be much help.
I'm going to go ahead right now and say that mine are really... Not sticking out very much.
No,
at
yours
all.
Are bigger than mine. I'm not sure. I think you'd have trouble measuring.
No, but we're going for length, not circumference.
Yeah, the problem is I think you'd have trouble even figuring out how to measure it. Not yours. Yours is pretty obvious.
I got a little
bump what are you cooking
there.
Up?
I'm cooking up. You know.
I feel like we should be charging money to show this.
Yeah, this is a Patreon extra.
Okay. Yeah, blur it for except for the patrons. Then how's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's 3 cents.
I think mine's a pretty healthy length.
What does that mean?
You're going to have
not,
to find
not
out.
Not too long, not too short.
Yeah, yeah.
This feels like a good segue to talk about people in your life that you know have long nipples, but I also feel like it would be like Joe Rogan. He's got, you seen that picture
really,
of Joe
really
Rogan?
Long nipples? Does he have long
nipples? Oh my God, I have seen that.
I haven't seen it. Do they look like kangaroo nipples?
I think that, yeah. Maybe a little longer. Is that picture real? Liberty, can you look up the picture of Joe Rogan's nipples?
Is that picture of
hey, pull that
Joe
out.
Rogan real?
Yeah, this is a picture of Joe Rogan getting out of like a hot tub or something, and he has these just like oh my God, like what's the little
like
the
roll?
Like hot dog noodles?
No,
hot
what's the little the gel candies, like the hot tamales or the other ones, Mike and Ike's? Or Mike
oh,
and
Ike's? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jelly Belly.
I don't know if they're actually Swedish that big, but when you see abnormally large ones, that's kind of what you just, they feel much bigger than they actually are. It's just something like, it's like an uncanny valley. You're like, that's not right. That can't be real. They're real.
There's an ooh, yeah? What happened?
People are saying it's probably because of the steroids.
Do steroids make your nipples longer? If you gave a kangaroo steroids, would its nipples become even
longer? Liberty, can you look this up for us, Liberty?
Yeah, can you... Could a whale have a six pack?
Liberty. Could
I know kangaroos do.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're ripped. One really muscular kangaroo.
They only come in that flavor. Like super ripped. Have you seen a kangaroo?
Yeah.
They will mess you up.
I really like never that. In person.
You ever see that video of the guy who ends up having to box the kangaroo? Because
it's like attacking
it.
It's like got the dog in a headlock. Yeah, it's like straight up in an armbar
and punches the kangaroo in the face.
That's the one where it just gets confused and it goes away.
Yeah, I love that video.
What about the one where the guy's like skydiving and he comes down to land in a field with his parachute and you see this kangaroo coming from like the very edge of the field and it's like, you know, for a full 20 seconds running towards him. One. And as soon as he touches the ground, the kangaroo just punches him in the face.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That'd be such a nightmare. It's like the most vulnerable. You could be all tied up to the parachute and everything and it's like a wild animal attacking you.
The kangaroo just wants to fight. I think.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I wish Alex was here. I feel like he'd be able to answer a lot of questions here.
I feel like you could get him to fight a kangaroo. Yeah.
He would beat a kangaroo.
Would.
Yeah.
Something about Alex that I've noticed is he's like very physically capable. I don't just mean that he's strong, because he's really strong.
Yeah.
But like you can tell him to like do something.
Yeah. Like the cup flip trick.
Yeah, like a cup flip trick, or it's like, you know, give him like a crumpled up piece of paper and like, hey,
oh, yeah.
Throw it into that trash can like 30 feet from here.
Mark Rober's tennis ball.
Thank you.
Oh, another very physically capable
person. That was luck.
I don't know what it is about. He's just like very talented.
We were trying to. We were at the Moist Manor at Charlie's warehouse.
Oh, that was my talent. This is my secret talent.
What were we throwing? Was it? It was a water bottle.
No,
we were trying to.
It was a suction cup dildo.
Oh,
yeah, it was a suction cup
Wait,
dildo.
But then what was the one with the water bottle where we were trying to throw the water bottle up? Maybe it was at the Mr. Beast warehouse. We're trying to throw the water bottle on top of the vent.
And, oh, I don't know.
Like
about
we're trying
that
to do a water bottle.
I was
flip.
There to see Kevin's dildo stick. That yeah, was okay. amazing. Yeah.
It was. So this one was then the Mr. Beast warehouse, and you know when you get like the water bottle with like a quarter of it, or
yeah,
third,
and you try and flip it around.
And so I was trying. I was like over and over again trying to like fling it up to the ceiling to get the water bottle to land on top of like the vent box, like the ducting. You know, like where the you got the round ducting and then the rectangular vent comes out, and then there's like a flat top one.
Yeah.
Alex just like takes it, flings it up, and like first tries it. And I had been sitting there for like 10 minutes trying to do it. And I was like, all right, it's cool. Feels bad, man.
Yeah, I'm not physically capable like that. I feel like I like being horizontal and not moving very much.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it also means that I guess I don't have very developed motor skills.
Why?
Cause it's just, I don't I
do you
I,
like sports or video games
not
growing
really.
Up?
Really, I like video games.
Yeah,
but like I'm not very good at the ones that require timing.
Mm.
Like what Guitar Hero?
Did you play
like,
a lot when you were a kid? Or
not really.
Your parents didn't let you.
Like Beat Saber.
Yeah, I just never really had like those sorts of video games. I mean, we have like what we've got like this Bop It here.
Michael Reese's Bop It.
I love how like this should be like. An artifact, like something in a display case, and it's just actually on the floor next to the other trash.
Dude,
how
I
many views does that video have?
I don't know. I have so much of his crap.
You got like the main focus of like a video that 10 million people have seen. It's just on the ground.
On the ground in here.
Doesn't even work anymore.
Know your place, trash. into the pile.
I guess he just didn't care. Like he just doesn't.
I mean, I there's so much stuff I got left at the house when we moved out, and it's all in the shipping container now.
Are we allowed to talk about one of the ideas that we had for how to get rid of all the stuff that Michael left behind?
It was
like
the drones?
A charity auction?
It was a charity auction. Are we allowed? We might cut that out.
Yeah, I think it's funny, but wait, what if we just replace it with the turtle sound and it cuts back? That way it looks like a spoiler.
But then it's one that no one ever finds out about.
It's like that's how good of an idea it is.
Well, good luck with that.
I did sell all the nut shirts.
Oh, as like on like part of Cat Warehouse.
Yeah, so there was a bunch of nut shirts that he didn't want anymore. And I just had them in the storage unit for so long. Because so it's like right in the pandemic. And I was like, I had two storage units and I was paying like way too much. It's like, what do you do with that much stuff? It was like an entire house worth of stuff. And so they were sitting in the storage unit for, it must have been like at that point a year or two. And I was like, I don't know if I asked him. If you want, I don't know. Maybe I didn't ask him. I don't remember. I just sold them. I signed them all with my name and then I sold them. They were just sitting there.
Did they sell well to people?
Yeah, they're all gone. I don't have any more. They're all gone. I mean, that's what happens when you sign things. I added the value.
That's such
was
a good
merch. Was it on
your
push. Store too?
Yeah.
I want to be able to do merch like that. That's awesome.
Sorry, Michael. But I feel like you kind of have.
Oh, wait, with the
Yeah.
No, because I own that trademark.
Oh, it's
that
different. It's different.
I have half a mind. I kind of want to think of a way. Like, the problem is I don't really have a direct contact to Adam Savage.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he would be like open to
There's
it.
No like Mythbuster hotline.
No, no.
That all the other Mythbusters have access to.
Well, if there is, the I don't have access yet. The real, I'm not one of them, so I don't have that. But I think it'd be cool to like essentially, like give him a license to use the trademark so that he, like Tested could sell official Mythbusters merch in their store.
Just no T-shirts.
Yeah, and I would. No, I would let them have it for like a small percentage.
Okay.
And then they
100%.
Yeah, small 100% of the sales. And then Adam would actually be able to sell Mythbusters stuff.
What if he shows up to the Maker event? The open sauce.
Have you
We talked about it on the last pod two podcasts ago.
Have you reached out to him or anything?
I have his email, but I have not tried. I just sort of, I feel like if I have to try too hard to get somebody on board with something, I just kind of give up. And I think that he might be one of those people where you'd have to, like, you know, I don't know.
I think we'd have to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, and at that point, it's like okay, I don't know. It's like, nah.
Or a license to use Mythbusters merch.
We could do a trade. Yeah. Tradesies.
Yeah. I'll see. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, we already got him. If not, I'll reach out.
Well, he does watch this podcast.
No, wait, no.
Does he?
No,
he doesn't.
No. Okay. No, there's no way.
I'm kind of relieved. Like, I found out my dad watches this podcast, and that
does
was
he
already
actually?
Yeah. He says he watches it and it helps him fall asleep.
So. Oh no. I love that you could, like, name
Thanks,
any
Dad.
Person that has, like, authority and respect and is generally, like, well liked, and say that he watches this podcast and it becomes a joke automatically. Like, the podcast is the punchline that anyone would actually listen to.
It's our greatest joke is the Safety Nerd podcast.
And if they do, they would never admit it either.
It's like, we're like the dirty secret.
Did you know that we're now number 7 top science podcast?
No!
Or is it 12 or 10? It's pretty close.
What? Random
yeah.
Numbers. You're just lying now. Did you know that we're the most
listened number to 1
podcast in the entire world? We just
12.
Oh, 12? I thought that was 3. And I was like, that's a weird way to say 3.
We were like 25 or something.
Okay,
like,
we're climbing up the ranks.
We're
Wait, who's
slowly...
number 11? Can we shit on them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How do we find them, and how do we make them disappear?
Yeah.
We're gonna claw our way to the top.
I feel like we're, like, you know, busting through, like, Pokemon gyms right now. We've got to go collect all the badges, and number 11, you're next in line.
Putting our hat on, twisting it around backwards, and then realizing that I'm far too young to be out on my own in the world.
Watch number 11 be like some, like, new age homeopathic, like, completely pseudoscience, like, just barely in the science category. I mean, why are we in the science category?
I think that is a very good question, but apparently you can't leave once you're in a category.
That's fair.
I mean,
That's
we did
fair.
Talk about biology earlier.
We did, yeah.
I mean, what would you classify that as? Like, sick, disturbing podcast?
Yeah. Do they have one for that?
Do they have a category for, like, disturbing podcasts?
It's gross, bad podcast category.
Yeah,
it's the Art Bell Tape Vault is number 11.
What? How are we
losing
that?
Wait, we went down one. We were at number 11.
Oh, shit.
Look, at down.
Did they come
one.
Up or did we go down?
I think we went down.
Wait, which one is this? Art Bell Tape... What is that? It's all lowercase, too.
What is it about?
Art Bell Tape Vault.
I don't know. Who's Art Bell?
What are the top ones? We've got...
like Science Fridays with NPR.
Okay, we've got Vox, Unexplainable,
where
NPR
Science
Shortwave,
Friday?
The Science of Everything,
oh,
Science
of
Versus, Star Talk Radio, Ologies with
or
Ali,
Nap?
Hidden Brain. Well, these are like actual science podcasts.
Yeah. Weaponized with Jerry Corbell and George Knapp.
I actually would feel bad if we were any higher on this.
Hidden
list.
Brain.
No, I think let's take down Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, oh, he's
I
number
beat
4.
Star Talk.
We don't want to go to him. We need to bring him down to us. Yeah. Come down here, Neil. It's nice. It's nice in the dumpster. We know you want it.
Do you think Neil deGrasse Tyson listens to this podcast?
No.
No, yeah, he does.
No way.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because he only listens to the top 10.
He only listens to the fourth top podcast.
He doesn't give a shit about number 11 or 12.
The only podcast he listens to is his own.
It's too bad how he kind of, like, I remember when Neil deGrasse Tyson was, like, the new, like, he was going to be, like, the new Bill Nye
new
or
Bill
Carl
Nye.
Sagan. Like,
the new
he
and improved.
Was the guy, and then he just kind of, like, started tweeting all that weird, like, condescending shit.
Yeah.
And now he's just, like, he's still, like, a science guy, but he's not, like, the science guy you want to hang out
he's,
with.
Yeah, he's sort of, like, the weird science guy, the kind of, like, how would you describe that? Where it's, like, they're smart and they're capable, but there's just something kind of, like...
He's just, like, kind of, like, it's one of those, like debate me or, like, I'm very smart.
Yes.
Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson really likes Rick and Morty.
Well, it's because he identifies with Rick.
I also like Rick and Morty, but like in
I'm kind of a Rick myself.
Exactly. He gave a talk at the college that I went to once. I remember this moment on stage. I don't know why I remember this out of everything else he did on stage, but it was like so funny where he like forgot. What the fuck was that?
Diapers. There's a creature back there.
So he forgot a science word. He was trying to remember a science word because he was answering like a question or something, and then you could tell the crowd kind of thought it was funny because I think at that point like the tide was already sort of turning, and it was like, oh, like this know-it-all guy kind of forgot this word, the science word. It was for, it was like something about like, now I've forgotten the word, but it's like
areola.
It was like areola, but it was more like,
but when you like can physics see based
a series of asteroid impacts because a celestial body is turning while it's getting struck by a bunch of things.
Okay.
And you see like the path. So there was like a word for that he forgot, and like he could kind of tell the crowd kind of was like doing a chuckle. And so then he proceeded to like kind of defend himself, and he was like, well, it's more important that we understand the concept than what the word for it is. And then he kept going. But I don't know. I can't remember a single other thing from his talk other than that moment.
The making the big deal out of it. Yeah, all right, let's review some Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets.
Oh, hell yes.
I don't know what's better. With the Super Bowl upon us, would it be fun? Would be fun if all the vegetarian players in the NFL gathered to play in their own game called the Salad Bowl.
I take everything back. That's genius. That's a phenomenal tweet.
But the soup or bowl.
Soup or bowl
can already be
vegetarian.
Yeah. Could be vegetarian soup, idiot.
Yeah, duh.
Sorry, Neil. Anyways, next Neil tweet. To be clear, the Chinese balloon was an authentic UFO until it was identified. Then it became an IFO.
Identified flying object.
This is like the kid in class who just like, shut up! It is! Like... Oh god, this feels like a cop one. Not one bad apple cannot work as the metaphor if all other apples in the bushel are complicit.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, I don't actually know what that means.
Well, the problem is that
one bad apple.
What this phrase actually is one bad apple spoils a bunch. He's just trying to find a way to say it again, but with the word complicit in there.
Yeah, I think, what does complicit mean? What does bushel? What does apple mean?
I think it's
the computers, right?
Liberty, look that up.
Is this like a weird quality?
What is
quality?
An apple? What is, oh my like god, a, she's doing it. Like she's actually quality. Typing in "what is an apple" into her phone right now.
What is
Maybe
app-
you got a
Apple?
Bad iPhone.
She doesn't trust that we actually... I mean, I wouldn't either, honestly. What is an apple?
An apple is an edible fruit produced by an apple tree.
Oh!
Okay, what's an apple tree? I have a feeling we're about to end up on what a Google support page feels like.
Well, I mean, this is what makes this a science podcast.
We're exploring topics never before explored.
An apple tree produces edible fruits called apples.
Holy shit, we're onto something.
Wait, what's an edible fruit?
Which one was named first? Is it an apple tree because it makes apples, or is it an apple because it comes from an
apple tree? Maybe we should call one of the top 10 science podcasts.
Is there a way that we could get in contact with any of them?
Tweet Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I think this is why we don't have a MythBusters hotline, so we can't.
How many of these tweets can we read before it feels like we're making fun of Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I know a person who used to write for Science Friday. Maybe they've gotten in somewhere.
Not that anybody asked, but today is Friday the 13th, a day that's just as rare as Thursday the 12th.
Let me have this, Neil.
Shut up! It's like the teacher is trying to teach, and this is like fun fact Freddy in the background.
Fun fact Freddy.
This one. To live an affliction-free life, we must confess to nature that we're a sack of chemicals, occasionally or frequently in need of help from other chemicals to live our fullest life.
I honestly miss the ones that were like more mean. He used to have some mean ones about like movies and shit.
Did he delete them?
I think they might just be old. Maybe he's turned over a new leaf.
Like nerd sniping stuff?
Yeah. I mean, he like bullied James Cameron into changing the Starfield in Titanic, didn't he? Because it was like he pointed out that the, I don't know how he recognized, like, the in the scene in Titanic where they're in the water at night and you can see the stars, the constellations are in the wrong positions for the year and the time of year it was.
How did he figure that out?
I don't know, because he's got the star brain.
But you know he didn't see that. It was just like double check it. Right?
I don't know, maybe. Well, all I know is that, like, in the newer editions of Titanic, the starfield is changed so it's accurate to, like, the date and the time,
like,
of when the
Titanic
happened.
And there's, like, three people that notice? Is that, like, one of those movie details
that makes
it unwatchable? I'd
be surprised if more than Neil deGrasse Tyson noticed. Three is generous.
He was just trying to get a free copy of
it. Maybe it was, like, a glaringly obvious thing to an astronomer science person. I don't know.
Were there, like, two suns or something? Like, how bad could it have been?
I don't know. Like,
this is actually the sky of Tatooine, you idiot.
But, like, how upset do you ever get watching, like, a superhero movie where it's, like, something gets...
And they're holding the soldering iron by the
tip.
Oh,
like, yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, you go, like, oh, well, that's dumb. But, like, do you ever, like, tweet about it at the director of the thing? You know what I mean? Like...
The star one, I think, is, like... You can hide it pretty well. Like, it's a pretty... It's like even an astronomer...
It hides in,
like,
plain sight by not being...
Like, I mean, you'd have to do... You'd have to research and figure out and, like... You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to come to the conclusion, whereas holding a soldering iron by the tip is... You know, it's just sort of...
Everybody's done that one once, right?
Oh, yeah, the stock photo app. It's kind of the same. It'd be like a medical show as a doctor, right? Like,
do you ever
yeah.
try to come up with, like, an internal canon for why things, like, something would be wrong in a scene? It's like in the first Iron
Man
movie,
I do that all the time.
Like, there's, like, a weird scene where he's soldering, like, stuff to, like, the prototype jet boot, and it's on while he's soldering stuff to it, so you, like, you can see all the actuation and stuff.
I think that you have not learned how to make things. I think that is that's like the Peter Striegel, the final frontier of doing electronics.
Is doing it while it's on.
It
no, you know what I say? I'm like, wow, he did that, and there wasn't any huge sparks. Because I've done that
before.
That's
because he did a good job.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, he is really smart.
Yeah. It comes back around, it's like, he's doing something so dumb that you'd have to be a genius, like, to be able to do it and not break
yes.
it.
Yes.
He can't hold a soldering iron while it's on from the tip, but you could totally solder a live circuit. You should do it. I should get some, like, silicone gloves, like thick gloves.
Oh, yeah.
And the solder holding.
But they look like fingers. They're like skin color.
Yeah. I mean, well, that way it gives you much finer control.
Exactly.
Your soldering surface mount parts.
Imagine
and
if you,
like,
could solder like you write with a pencil.
Yes. That explains
it's
that.
Always kind of been annoying that they're so long. Like, the tip sticks out so far, and I'm like a gorilla trying to
again.
Like,
fuck.
Here's another one. Another Neil deGrasse Tyson tweet. This one I like because it's him responding to people telling him he tweets too much. Thanks to all the no's for lucidly sharing their objections.
The no's? Like,
yeah, for lucidly sharing their objections.
Shout out to the haters.
I'm happy to honor many of their requests to reduce the posting rate so as to not overstuff all your feeds. I'll drop it to one or two per day. God, one or two per day feels like a lot too. God, how much was he posting?
I guess a lot.
Oh, God. Wow, nearly 40% of you on that poll want me to stop posting the quote.
Oh!
And he posts a screenshot of the poll. Holy shit, I'm sorry.
That's actually a genius meme. He's memeing himself really well, actually.
I just feel like on if you're tweeting more than like if you're pushing like more than two tweets a day, I feel like that's like you should not like.
I'm just really glad that like Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers and Carl Sagan never existed today.
I know. Imagine the tweets.
Like, oh God, yeah. Just it's something about like having the like 24/7 access and like just putting out that much stuff all the time. It's like you're gonna say some stupid shit.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that like none of those people are alive anymore.
To ruin the legacy. I think there's other reasons that we're glad Mr. Rogers
yeah,
is dead, right?
Yeah, for sure. I honestly, there's like a documentary about like sort of from beginning to end of his career.
Yeah.
And it's honestly like, I think it's streaming on somewhere, but there's a moment where he writes a letter to himself. So it's like, you know, it's available for archivists later or whatever. And he wrote a letter to himself about basically how like how hard it was to like create things and how he kind of wanted to give up, But he's like, well, I have to keep trying anyways. Like, I have to, like, get better at this. And it's like, it's just bizarre because it's like, it's something where you don't think about that about, I guess, anyone who makes, like, a show or content or anything. But it's like, it was kind of weird to see, like, oh, shit, like, 20-something-year-old Mr. Rogers was literally in the same boat of, like, a YouTuber. Mm. Like just trying to hustle and make videos. I'm glad that he was not a YouTuber,
yeah.
But it was really cool to see that letter.
The, like,
okay.
The
he'd be Blippi. Yeah. He'd be like one of those kids' channels.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Not Mr. Rogers. Not Blippi.
Oh, God, no.
You gotta do to pay the bills.
Okay, I've got a tweet for you, and you've got to tell me who it is.
Okay.
I am learning new things at an incredible rate.
Is it in the same category?
Yeah, as Neil.
Oh,
I'm learning things at an incredible rate.
Fast rate.
As us?
Yeah.
Like YouTube, this is a YouTuber?
Like degenerates.
Yeah, but better.
Okay. Smarter every day.
Yes.
Yeah! Yes! I can't believe I got that one.
Yeah, I bet you a tweet. I want a tweet. I am learning things at an incredibly slow rate.
I mean, because he's smarter every day, right? Of course he would be learning things at an incredibly fast rate.
I feel like I'm dumber every day.
What, as opposed to a normal rate?
I don't know.
Actually, I like this game. I like the game. You have to come up, you pull a tweet, and you have to guess who it is. Wait. Okay, I'm going to find one.
All right.
His brain is like one of those SpaceX tiles that absorbs pee at an incredible rate. We went to see SpaceX like a while ago, and they showed us these like amazing tiles that they put on their rocket ship, and they're like, look how much water they can hold. And Alan's like, wow, if I kept one of those in my car,
I could just
pee into it forever.
The water space age disappears.
Space age technology.
Well, it's just bizarre that like it could have that much like open surface area on the inside of it.
Yeah, and then it doesn't like fall through either. It like gets absorbed and spread out.
It was one of the insulation tiles, right? And that's why it's like such a good insulator.
Yeah, like the heat insulation.
All right,
yeah.
Here we go. I got one. Getting ready for a spooky evening, and it's a picture of a man holding a pumpkin.
And that's like within the realm of like
stuff,
science.
Stuff
YouTubers.
Made here.
And higher. We're going for kind of like science.
Bill Nye.
It's Bill Nye.
Yes! As soon as you said higher, I was like, that's Bill.
Damn it.
We bumped into him at a restaurant once, didn't we? Oh, it was after Diana's movie thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was his premiere of the movie of him.
Yeah, where like he talks about in the movie how being famous is probably messing up his brain.
Yes. Which, to be fair, I think it probably does. That was not a very good tweet to jive. I can't believe you got it. Like, what a meaningless, ambiguous tweet. Who said this? I don't know.
Nailed it.
I feel like we got to prepare for this. Yeah, who else? Can you find it? You want to find some find some weird tweets from people, and we'll try to guess who said it.
The big brain move would be to find like one of our ancient tweets.
Yeah. We're like, who's this idiot?
I don't know. Yeah, like, what some a stupid idiot.
You know the comment I get on some tweets are like, Twitter William is different than Video William.
Just smoked crack Will.
it's just diversity of branding. It's healthy.
Tweets about smoking crack do far too well.
Could you do like a data is beautiful graph with like engagement if you say the word crack in a tweet?
It's only crack tweets. Only crack tweets. Crack tweets are cracked.
How much money do you think you'd have to pay Neil deGrasse Tyson to tweet I smoke crack every day?
Oh, is that the title for this video? Just smoked crack on Safety Third?
Did Neil deGrasse Tyson smoke crack?
Just smoked crack with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Can you put him right here?
Can we put a pic? If he doesn't appear and we just talk about him, can we put him in the thumb? I guess people do that all the time, don't they?
Kevin and I were trying to convince a cop to let us take a picture in the back of a car shirtless.
How'd that go?
He didn't want us to.
We almost had it,
just
though.
Just smoked crack with the police. It did get farther than the ship.
I mean, I feel like that's why you got to keep $50 on you at all times in cash.
A cop will do anything for $50.
Oh, yeah. It's like we actually don't have crack. Can we?
We have tweets.
You find anything good, Liberty?
Yeah, what do we got?
All right.
It says, Kim Jong-un is a fan. and it's a picture of North Korea.
That feels like something I might Kevin. Tweet.
I feel like Kevin.
Is it Kevin?
Yeah.
That's me.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'll go with Kevin. Okay. I feel like that could be... I mean, you're not super active on Twitter.
Not right now. I go through spells. I think one of my best tweets was just a tweet that said, I will never be canceled. And then a reply to
you're
myself
just, like, waiting
said, please
for
don't
that.
Screenshot this. And look at how far she has to scroll down. She's really gunning for this, it.
I think she's on Will's page. Okay. She's the only one that tweets
that
much.
Yeah, the older my tweets, the worse, the better they're going to be. The more cringe they're gonna be. I don't even know. I got Twitter pretty late. I feel like I didn't really know what Twitter was. I still don't know what it was, but I really
you must have
it.
Gotten in later because I was like verified.
Yeah,
you came
verified.
In after the verification
yeah.
ISIS thing,
and then we all survived the collapse of the verification system.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. What's Twitter like right now? I haven't really even.
It's
looked
just
at it.
Sort of
it's
weird.
Like back to normal.
Kind of. Not yeah. really though. It's like a little. Yeah. It's just a little weird. I feel like there's just sort of like. A weird energy on Twitter.
Didn't Elon just fire someone because they suggested that his numbers were low? Because
I think that happens
just
all the
shit.
Time. Yeah,
really?
It was like he was like talking to a team of engineers about why his engagement was getting lower, and one of them suggested it was just because like maybe people just don't care anymore, and he got fired.
That's what happens when you tweet too
much. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I stopped seeing him show up in my timeline, and I'm like, okay, nice.
It's like a gesture.
I was just sick of the drama. Like every time it was Elon Musk, it was like drama. You know, it wasn't like some funny tweet. It was like drama. So
I know
people got tired of
that. He posts like he doesn't listen to this podcast, right?
I hope not. Maybe no.
If you are Elon, you post like my great aunt on Facebook. He responded to I think it was the Babylon Bee with like a laughing emoji, and I was like,
bro. It's a skull emoji now.
Oh, no, you can't respond like that.
It's a skull emoji now. Duh. Ugh. Am I right?
I don't even know. The last emoji that I had to get caught up on was like the bruh stone face, the Easter Island head emoji. That was the last one where I learned what it was.
Yeah, it means you're feeling sexy, right?
Oh, God.
I'm feeling like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm feeling like...
Powerful.
I'm feeling...
I didn't even... Because I actually texted Nigel with that emoji. In context, it made sense. But then he said, I don't know what that means. I was like, no! I'm in the cusp.
You double down and just keep sending more emojis.
Bruh.
All right, what do you got?
You can buy anything on the internet, let me tell you.
That's a will. That's a will.
Yeah, it feels like me. I feel like that's maybe when I was buying bones. Was it me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When was it?
What was it?
2018?
Taxidermy squirrels.
All right, I guess it wasn't bones.
Oh, this was for like the items hat.
Yeah, yeah. I still have a couple of taxidermy animals in my garage that I have not opened. They're still in the box from eBay and...
Do those go bad or
at this point I'm too afraid to
Is there a Best Buy date?
You gotta open
a
the
use
box
buy?
And find out.
No, don't crack the seal, they're worth more.
I feel like they would go bad faster out of the box.
Right. I still have a bunch of snake skeletons from that snake hat video.
What if we for the extra we go to that we go into the garage and we pull out the one there's one in there that I have a feeling. Okay, so let me explain. This is the plan for the extra.
Okay.
In my garage, I have a taxidermied squirrel in the box the seller sent it in. But I think it might be a rat. I don't know. But it's dyed to look like Pikachu.
No way. Yes.
I was looking.
How have you not opened this yet?
Because I don't know.
This would
know.
Be on my mantle. This is like.
Yeah. So I have a skunk.
This would be above the toilet. This is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, the skunk is for a project that we haven't done. It was going to be titled Teaching an Old Skunk New Tricks. So
I
got some
evil. I remember.
Yeah.
You told me this is a good video.
And then the other one is the rat, the Pikachu.
The Pikachu rat.
The taxidermy Pikachu rat,
okay.
Yeah. So I think for the extra, I think we go to the garage and we pull that box out and we open up the taxidermy Pikachu.
I'm down.
Can we put wheels on it?
And we can guess how much I paid for it.
Oh, okay.
So I stand by that tweet. You can buy anything on eBay.
Okay.
I really don't want to explain why I was looking at taxidermy stuff. There was like a coyote on a
surfboard.
No, what are the snowmobile?
Motorcycle?
Snowmobile. Oh, like a small snowmobile. It was a coyote on a snowmobile. And they were asking, I think that one they were trying to ask for like $1,500 or something.
Oh. And was it like a full-size
snowmobile? No, it was like a mini snowmobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I was, it's like, who and why? Like, how do you come up with that? Like, I'm going to take a coyote and I'm going to put it on a snowmobile.
There's a market for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the thought crossed my mind. I didn't do it, but it crossed my mind.
So. Like someone who wins like a small lottery at a gas station, like a $20,000 lottery ticket.
Some Midwesterner.
Yeah. Like they don't win the Mega Millions jackpot, but they win enough to spend $1,500 on a coyote on a jet ski.
I feel like this is something that you would get somebody as a gift, and it's like a white elephant gift. Like they have, it's like, where's the coyote? Come on, man.
Dude, eBay does have crazy. I think we're gonna open that, and then maybe we look on eBay and see what else we can find for sale.
But do you do that? You've got a bunch of snake skeletons.
So yeah, like, I have hundreds of dollars worth of snake skeletons.
I do the same thing. It's like you got the video, so you've got to like get a bunch of stuff, and like the video is always like, you know, you're running right up against the date of the video that it has to be published. So it's like you just buy a bunch of stuff in case something breaks. And now I have like 4 nitro engines that I'm never going to use.
What? That's awesome. What do you mean you're not going to use them?
Well, like, I don't know. I don't have
to. Put them on something.
Use them for teaching an old skunk new tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that. Cool.
Are you going to bring like everything you've got over to LA?
I think, not everything. But a lot of things. Anything I could fit in like a medium, because I kind of want to use this as an opportunity to like go through all of that junk that I've collected. No, I'm going
to
clean up a lot.
Excited to, so you're bringing the laser for sure.
Yeah.
And 4 little nitro engines.
Yeah.
And then your Tesla coil.
Okay. Both of them.
Okay.
Probably the rocket knife.
Oh, that's cool.
Just the one that I already fired. Well, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to fit a bed in this U-Haul. Maybe my 500-pound welding table. Maybe the lathe, the drill press.
Oh, a lathe would be cool. Yeah, you should bring a lathe.
You should probably just sell the welding table.
No, I'm going to keep it in the garage.
Okay.
Bolted to the floor because I cannot move it.
Yeah, so that's going to cost more to ship than it would to remake it.
Because the lathe, we don't have... Jake's got that CNC mill.
No, that thing... Yeah, but dude, that CNC stuff's a pain in the
ass. It is. There's something nice about just being able to hop on and like manually do something. Because it would take you that long to like design the part. Number one,
right.
To put it into the 3D.
It's good if they do both. Or the CNC. Like if you could do both, like some of the converted mills where you can put a part on there, do it by hand, or you can put a program on there.
I'm just trying to see how much of a workshop we can cobble together from everyone's
I'm going to buy a lathe.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need one. I was when I was trying to machine the forks for the tractor, the forklift conversion, I borrowed a friend's lathe who is on BattleBots, and their lathe, they said it was like the biggest part they've ever put in. Like it was just like a 2.5-inch like a steel bar, and I had to bore it out 1.5 inches. And they just sort of barely had the right tools to do it. They had a boring bar and everything, but it was all just like a little bit too short. And so I was like grabbing right on the end of the boring bar.
Yeah.
And I was just going like really slow.
Like skipping.
God.
Yeah.
So I've been super frustrated not having a lathe.
Once you use a lathe, it's like your world is unlocked and you need to have a lathe because they are
extremely useful.
So useful.
I want to get there.
Super useful.
I want to just be in the new world.
No, it's like, it kind of corrupts your brain actually because you start like, this is what a lathe does to a man. Everything is like a problem a lathe can solve.
And like this tractor or the excavator, there's a bunch of I think broken seals that I don't even know how to buy. Like Bobcat has supplies and stuff, but like they, 3 O-rings are like $50 from them.
Are they, what are they made out of? Like,
I think they're just like butyl, like they're just like neoprene rubber, but the problem is they don't tell you what they are and they won't tell you how big they are. So you literally have to take them out.
Yeah.
And then measure them.
And that's even if they have it in the catalog.
Yeah. And that's even if you can find it in the catalog. It's like they don't give you any specification because they want you to buy it, but then they also don't have all the parts. So there's like some stuff where I might have to rebuild a couple of the control valves, like the hydraulic valves. And it's like, oh, this whole assembly, you have to buy this whole assembly. It's got like metal parts and stuff in it. It's like, I don't want the metal parts. I need the little stupid plastic ring that is sealing that cracks after 20 years.
Because what was it? It was part number, assembly number 8 in the control valve. Yeah. So if anybody knows.
You search for it and it's like, they don't have it. Right. And now it's like, okay, cool. So you'd have to like call them and be like, I need just this one part. Or what you do is you probably have to just take it out of the damn machine. Then you buy some plastic on McMaster and then throw it in the lathe and machine your own little plastic seal. Like it's just.
That's cool though.
So I want to get a lathe.
Yeah.
I want a CNC plasma too, especially with the heavy equipment. Like CNC plasma sucks unless you're making big shit.
Jake's got a really, I don't think it works anymore, actually, because he like left it in a shed in the backyard, and I think it just like
rotted.
Well, because
he can donate it to us.
He doesn't have,
we'll take good care of it.
He didn't have a dedicated like 220 supply for it, so the only way he could turn it on was with like a generator. He had like a diesel generator back there supplying it. And the problem is the generator was left outside this entire time, and I don't think that works anymore. But he does have one that's like, it's, Jake is the poorest person I've ever met who is successful on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Peter.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, very much, like, there's a lot of qualities about how they build stuff that are, like, really bad, but in a way that is also really good.
Just got it done.
Like, it's sort of the opposite of engineer brain, where they just do it instead of sitting there on the computer for 12 hours trying to figure it out. And it's,
I think YouTube really rewards that.
Yeah. And it's,
like,
it's,
really rewards that.
It drives me nuts because, like, I have such a hard time. I have, like major, like, you know, decision paralysis where it's like, I mean, you saw what I did yesterday with the vent for the computer.
Oh, yeah. It's like, do I make it longer? Do I, like,
So it's, and then, like, this little vent for
do I just print an extension?
Cooler I used for my old computer, but I built a new version of it. But the case I got was the bigger version, which is the one I should have bought for the old computer. And I didn't realize this. So I reprinted all the plastic parts I had made for it, and they're slightly too short. And I was like, oh, do I reprint the whole thing? And if I'm going to reprint the whole thing, because it's a duct and it's got curves, I could, like, regenerate it. And essentially, like, change the geometry and have all the curves regenerate. So it's like a gradual, like, curve.
Yeah,
and stuff.
And, like, or, meanwhile, Jake is already, like, just like, broken it in half and re-glued it.
He's
with
got
hot
he's
glue.
Got some, like, duct
so
tape.
I was looking at Kevin, and Kevin was like, cardboard. Just print the extension. And so I took, like, the bottom edge of the part in CAD, and I just extruded it 2.5 inches and didn't join the bodies together. Put like a couple of, like, little flanges so that it, like, kind of fit in place, and then printed it, and it's now it's glued together. And it was like,
yeah.
The first thing I noticed about Jake's Iron Man flying suit, like this thing that flies in the air that, like, the military pays God knows how much money for other companies to do. One of the first things I noticed when he was showing me the, like, carbon fiber body as the backpack, I was like, why are all these screws different, Jake? And he was
the,
like,
screw jar.
He was like oh, these are just the screws that I had.
Yeah, I
it was like there's a flathead, there's a Phillips, there's, like, a different Phillips. I was like,
he just, like, sweeps his garage every once in a while.
It doesn't matter. He got the job done 2 days sooner, and you're over here sitting on McMaster looking for the one screw that will be,
like,
perfect.
Do I need these to be grade eight?
I was just thinking.
Jake goes and finds the 3-inch long screws, and then he gets an angle grinder, goes, nyeow, 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 nyeow.
Or if you're on the lathe, you can just make your own right there.
I'll make your own screw.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Custom screws.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Jake's got a lot of that backyard scientist energy going on. Especially the leaving the tools out in the rain part. Like,
oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, I remember seeing Peter's Fusion 360 model for his first plane. And
the
it
one
was,
that he flies
it
in.
It was all high level. It was at the top level. So there was no components or anything. Uh-huh. Every single part was like a body.
And he joins them all together.
It was just like a mess.
I mean, I feel like that's exactly how Tinkercad works. So
yes,
I'm not even surprised.
But it was an airplane. Like, I'm not saying you can't do that, because I do that. But, like, an airplane has a shit ton of parts, and it would make sense to have components. And I was like, Peter, what is this? He's like, you should be using components and stuff to help organize, like, the sub-assemblies. And he was like, oh, and then I still don't think he's ever done it.
Like, no.
He's like, no, just all top level, just.
But it flew.
It flew.
It flew once. That's all it needs to do.
Yeah. So I that's why I feel like I do things wrong a lot of the times. There's a better way.
When you build things, you kind of think of, like, how would this, like, end up getting mass manufactured?
Yeah, how would I make
what would be, like, the end user experience for this part that I'm making once for one YouTube video that
you
nobody's going to see?
I want to do, if we have, like, a really cool, like, workshop and fully tooled out machine shop,
it's going to be destroyed immediately. Where'd all the drill bits go?
Oh, sorry, I melted them because I needed to make a custom screw. Yeah.
I was trying to form the hole in the sheet metal there. I was trying to form the metal out. So
I'm like, what if you had a
spun
drill
it backwards?
Bit.
I stuck it in there backwards and just ran in friction drilled.
I had to, I mean, there was I'm making those jump boots, right? And the motocross boots that I got, like the bottom, I didn't realize there was like metal in there, which was cool. I was like, oh yeah, they're really strong. And I was like, I just need to drill 4 holes. And then I realized, like, oh wait, this is like some kind of fucking spring steel, you know? Like, it like the first time I tried to drill into it, like, work hardened, and I was like, wait a sec, no, I remember how this works.
Yep.
Like, trying to drill holes into like knives, you find out really quick that it's like,
did you've done that too.
Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, how is this the world's hardest substance?
I know.
In the moment when you're trying to get through, it's like, what is this? It's like a diamond or something.
I know. Like, no matter what kind of like normal steel you throw at it, it just, you can't do it.
I tried to get away with using like the cheap masonry bits from Harbor Freight.
Oh yeah, that's carbide. Like kind of, yeah.
It still didn't go.
Did you sharpen them?
I tried, but I don't know if I did it like on the right.
Oh yeah,
edge. Like, it's hard.
I spent like an hour trying to go through that. I was like, I'm just gonna buy a more expensive masonry bit, and it went through like fucking butter. It was
nice.
So pathetic. Yeah, but if we have like a fully decked out thing, I would like to just like in my spare time or whatever, I want to make like everyday appliances, but like simpler and to last forever. Like, I would love to make like a really industrial like upright vacuum cleaner, just fully automated.
I feel like this is some trauma. You just had some trauma recently.
Well, because it's like, you know, you buy like a vacuum cleaner now, if you buy it, it's supposed to last for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I guess it's mostly because I have like a knockoff Roomba. I have like a you know, third party brand Roomba, and it's just awful now. And I was just like looking at fantasizing, like, what if this whole thing was made out of like brass?
What if
all the parts would last forever?
I have a way for you to get to take revenge on the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, how?
It weighs about 13,000 pounds and has tank treads.
Do you need a little cathartic? You need to get that out of your system?
You want
to
show who's boss?
No, but little Roomba still kind of works good enough.
You got to sort of take it out of its misery.
Yeah. It's like grandpa's still like kind of alive.
So you got to take it out of him. I just want like just a solid metal Roomba that will never break.
You know what I just bought?
What?
I bought skylights.
Okay.
So I bought two skylights, and I don't have them yet. And they have blinds, so they can like it's like electric blinds to come down to like make it more slightly. It's not like it's like light filtering, they call it. It's not blackout. Okay. It's light filtering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're electric, so they're they actuate electrically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. I want the hardwired one. And they're like, oh no, we only have the solar charged battery one. And I was like, what do you mean? It's installed permanently on a building. What do you mean it's solar powered and it has batteries in it? Like, yeah, it's got batteries in it and it's solar powered. And so it charges itself. And that's the only option. And I was like, and they're like, yeah, we discontinued the hardwired one like 10 years or 5 years ago or something. And I was like, okay, how long does that last? And she was like, normally the batteries last about like, I think she said like 5 to 10 years. And I was like, okay. Okay, and then how hard is it to replace? Like, oh, you have to replace the whole blind unit inside of the...
No user serviceable parts inside.
I was sitting there like, no. I'm going to install a skylight that has an electric blind inside of it that has a battery that's charged via solar power, even though it's attached to a building that has power. And in 5 to 10 years when the batteries die, I'm going to have to take the entire blind unit out and replace it with like another $800 blind.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just like put a little thing there that you can slide open, pull the 18650 cell out and stick a new
one.
And
you know what she said? She was like, oh, but there's like a 30%
that's a really good idea.
Tax credit because it's solar.
Oh my God. That's so good.
And I was like,
good.
I was sitting there and I was like, I just ordered them, and I was like,
I guarantee you can change the battery before you install it. Just bring two wires down.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what if I like run wide? But you know what? I'm just gonna install them, and then 5 years from now, I'm just gonna
Dremel out a space.
Open or close.
Dremel out a space for the battery.
Maybe even 5 years.
You just literally signed up for a like a subscription service for your skylight blinds.
For future
work. We were looking at the heated floors last night, and we were looking at the thermostats to control it, and they had like the Wi-Fi connected one, they had the super smart one, and then they had one that was like a little LCD, and it was the dumb one, and I was like, I want the dumb one. Yes. Give me the dumb one. I want the stupidest temperature control you have. Like, like, why would you ever connect your heated floor to the internet?
I have a friend who they've got a smart thermostat, and for whatever reason, between them and their significant other, like the thermostat is doing something weird where, like, the settings are for... It's like
someone, home in a way.
Yeah, home in a way. Yeah. But for, like, for whatever reason, it thinks that there's only one, like, there's only one cell phone that's connected to it. So when one of the people leaves to go on a trip or go shopping or whatever, the house thinks no one is in there anymore, even though there's still one whole ass human person still in there because it's not the phone. And then the house will go into nobody's home mode and it becomes either entirely too hot or too cold because it stops trying. And they, for like the last month, like several months, like trying to figure out how to like make it recognize multiple phones as humans in the house, it just refuses to.
Mine, I had the Nest Smart one or whatever the hell the cheap one is. It was creating a schedule every time you would change it. It would create like keyframes in the temperature.
Oh, no. It was like trying to learn.
Yeah. And I was sitting there and I was just like, I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, the temperature like just starts changing and it would be like, and it was on a weekly basis. And so like something.
You wouldn't even find out until like next Tuesday.
Yeah. And I was losing my mind. I was like, what is happening? And I finally went into it. And I was like, it has to be like creating a schedule or something. Cause there was, I have a coffee grinder that does the same damn thing. It creates this massive like interpolation table. It is hell. It's hell. And so you change it once and it just, oh God, it makes me so mad. So I just, I don't remember what I did. I think I went in there and I just like manually entered frames. And then, so it was like at this time, cool down to here. But I, whatever I did, I haven't had the same problem because it would be like just a roller coaster, like up and down.
I would pay a significant amount of money if there was some like some umbrella federal government service to just like everything that you use from now on, if you pay like for the TSA pre-check or whatever equivalent, to just have things be dumb. Like if I could pay one fee so that every time I check out, it doesn't ask me to sign up for like whatever the store's like loyalty tracker thing is. Yeah. If I could just pay and leave, I would... I don't know. I'd pay like $100 a month if I could get covered by everyone to leave me alone. That'd be
just
dumb.
Oh yeah.
Just give me the thing that I need and nothing more, please.
Yes.
Your thermostat is like, okay, he's set it to 75 degrees at 12 o'clock and then 65 degrees at 1 o'clock. So I'm gonna make it 20 degrees at 20 degrees at midnight.
It's so bad. Like I don't know. It's I feel like I just would complain all day about appliances where like they try to make the fancy features instead of making the damn thing work.
Yeah. Yeah. What we need is solid brass appliances that last forever.
Stainless steel. Liberty's telling us it's time to go and dig out the Pikachu taxidermy.
Okay.
She seems more excited than us about it.
What do you expect, Liberty? What do you think
Pikachu,
we're gonna...
Pikachu!
Pikachu! Pikachu! Pikachu! Here's Pikachu, the names! Thank you to Pikachu, our Patreon supporters.
Pikachu! Was there enough time for the names, or do we need to...
Thank you to everybody on Patreon who supports us.
Really thought that was going to be the end, but if you wanna, the names are scrolling.
This is kinda awkward.
If you want to see us unbox a dead rat painted like Pikachu, come over and support us on Patreon.
Grab this name. And Kevin, I'm going to toss this name to you. Put it in your pocket.
Hold on.
Oh, put it in the garbage. Put the name in the garbage. I still. Oh, it's really wriggling there.
Oh God, I can't.
Open the lid. Okay. There, you got it.
No,
you got it.
Is this side?
There's two tiers of support on Patreon. The first tier gets you access to our private Discord server, where you can come in and ask us questions that we regularly answer on our Patreon extras that we record after the podcast.
Let me go get the name. I gotta get the name.
Our second tier gets you that benefit, but it also gives you a Polaroid every 3 months of support of one of us, and it's signed. If you would like a signed Polaroid of one of us, that is a thing you can get on our Patreon. I hope that was I did a good job selling it. Then there's the third tier where you can buy bagged farts. Wow. So far, nobody signed up for that tier.
Somebody's got a lucky name. Whoever's in that bag right now. Very lucky person.
We can open it at a later date.
Okay. Oh, we're...
We're going to ask a future guest to open this bag.
You almost kicked the clam chowder over. That was close. Oh my God. There's literally, this whole time, there's just an open can of clam chowder. How long has this been open for?
It smells fine.
To the editor, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry what I put the editor through.
No.
You want some?
It's actually, he's not kidding. It's actually clam chowder.
Is it okay?
When did it
just open? Who opened?
Okay, actually. Let me eat a potato. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.